This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on the program on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll talk to Eli Manning. He'll stop by. Mike Breen, the voice of the NBA. He was on the call last night. The Spurs were in the Garden against the Knicks. Wemby didn't have a great night last night as the Spurs got roughed up. And here is Victor Wembanyama on his performance.
What's it like being in this building, shooting on this court so far?
Yeah, pretty incredible. You know, it's not as big as I expected, but still the vibe is here.
What are your expectations for tonight?
A tough game, you know, physical and... passionate fans.
Yeah, so he wasn't too impressed with the Garden, and then social media is like, well, he's dissing the Garden. I think he was just saying, hey, you see something on TV, and then you see it in person, and oftentimes it's a lot different. I mentioned that with the Boston Garden, mentioned that with Fenway. Like, there's certain places that Notre Dame, their stadium, where you go, oh, okay, this is it. But the Garden last night, and the Knicks, they roughed up the San Antonio Spurs. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. That's our streaming partner. What, Todd?
We're thinking that they should leave the guy alone. It's only his first game at the Garden. Oh, he'll have other opportunities to do well against the Knicks on their court.
I see. Being French, louvre the guy.
Louvre the guy.
You like that a little bit.
You got a smirk. Got a little giggle there.
Will Chamberlain.
Thank you, Todd.
Loosen up. Have some fun, dude.
Dan's Deals are back for the holidays. Black Friday before Black Friday, and we're able to partner with new brands. And all the deals, 50, 60, 70% off or more. If you missed out on Mother's Day's deal, then you'll be able to take care of these. Sign up, Dan Patrick Show newsletter, available every day at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. And you'll have first access to all the savings here. Great, great gifts. Sign up at danpatrick.com. Just put your email address in the box that slides out, and you are good to go. Big Ten basketball underway, streaming on Peacock. Coming up Friday, the Wisconsin Badgers. They'll take on the Tennessee Volunteers. You can catch all the action November 10th at 9 Eastern, exclusively on Peacock. We have football tonight, or at least a reasonable facsimile. It's the Panthers and the Bears at Soldier Field. And guess who hasn't won a game at Soldier Field? The Panthers are 0-5 all time at Soldier Field.
I thought the answer was going to be the Bears.
One of two NFL teams who have never won at Soldier Field since the Bears started playing there in 1971. Would anybody like to guess the other franchise? The franchise is 0-4 at Soldier Field against the pesky Bears. Marvin?
I'm going to say the Rams.
No. Todd?
Atlanta.
No. Paul?
The Jets?
No. Seton?
Houston?
The Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns, 0-4. Panthers are getting 3 or 3.5, entertainment purposes only. The gambling podcast later today, it's Shea in Irving Also, Bad Larry, Dylan, the graphics guy. Dylan will have his parlay coming up a little bit later on this morning. He'll join us as well. Phone calls, always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Poll question, Seton. What are we going with in hour two on this program?
Well, Dan, why don't I update you with hour one?
Okay.
I don't really know that we ever got around to it.
Okay, I don't think we did. We were so busy.
So busy.
Yeah?
So busy.
So busy.
Cheating in sports. Black and white or some gray area?
Well, there's levels of cheating. So maybe it's not necessarily black and white or blurred, but there are levels.
So that might be gray area?
Gray, yeah.
So you might be a gray area. Yeah, that's 75% of the audience say, well, there's some gray area.
Yes.
Not all cheating is created equal in sports.
Yes. Because there are certain things that you could do, like the Astros. That's different than maybe what Michigan is doing right now. You're still, how do you get those signals? How did you, are you doing something electronically? And then you have the Michigan situation. We're still waiting to see if there's any ruling today by the Big Ten. It could happen as early as today. Yes, Seton.
I almost feel like there's some similarities between the level of cheating that the Astros and Michigan did. Michigan didn't just like, we figured out their signals. They sent a guy in like a costume out to blend in like he was a secret agent to steal sideline, like steal signals from their own sideline. He was like eavesdropping on people. That's way different than like the Rutgers coach calling somebody and being like, hey, I think when they do a fist, that means they're running.
Okay, but you're still sharing information.
Yeah, but I think what the Astros did was a far and above and beyond worse than what other people did when they were stealing signals. Just like Michigan is, if they did what they're accused of, is above and beyond what other people do.
Okay, what's worse, what the Astros did or what Michigan is accused of doing?
I don't know that they're different.
Okay. But, well, so there's not one that's worse than the other?
I don't know that there is, no.
Well, I would say the Astros, because they won a World Series because of it.
Yeah.
At least one because of that.
And Michigan's doing pretty well this
year. They are doing very well. They've done very well the last few years.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I still go back to, if they're guilty, even if they get Harbaugh for two games and fine the Michigan $10,000. So you are admitting that you cheated. And if you cheated, are they taking away victories at any point? And it feels like all of this is going to be legally moved to the offseason. But I wonder if they backtrack and say, look, we're going to take away a Big Ten championship, or we're going to take away bowl win, or whatever it might be. It feels like, when were you cheating? How long were you cheating? All right. So poll question for hour two, Seton. Do we have a new poll question?
Paul just sent in one. I prefer older historical stadiums that are low on amenities, or new stadiums, more food, more drinks, bells and whistles.
People are split on that. A lot of people want their stadium new and fresh with a dome or with a bar and suites.
Mm.
Some people like the Packers fans, keep it as much as you can how it is.
Well, you want charm, but you want comfort.
Like SoFi Stadium in LA, that is as slick as it gets.
Yes. They have comfort.
Yeah.
Maybe not charm.
Audio, video, places to hang.
Seton?
I think ultimately, I haven't been to SoFi, but it looks awesome. I would compare it probably to where the Cowboys play. I mean, that's about as shiny and sleek as you could possibly get.
Okay.
I think that people ultimately want a hybrid of the two. They want the old, charming stadiums, but just make it easier to get a beer and go to the bathroom. And as long as you can make it easier for me to go get some food and go to the bathroom quicker, then this is great. Just upgrade those areas. Don't worry about the rest of the stuff. Leave the charm. Oh, put in a big scoreboard. Put in a big video monitor so I could check the replays. But other than that, leave it exactly the same.
I remember when I went to Wrigley, and there's no Jumbotron, but you're so conditioned to go, oh, let me look at the replay. Wait, Notre Dame, no Jumbotron.
It's awesome. You're like, we're standing on the sideline. We were watching the game from the field and had no idea what was going on at any point in the game. It would be like, I don't know what happened over there.
I don't know.
I think it was a drop pass.
I don't know.
No idea what was happening.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Remember the first time we went to Cowboys Stadium? We're all in agreeance, as they say. We're like, this is too much. The Jumbotron actually distracted you from looking down the field.
I hated it.
You had to force yourself to look down at the field to the live action and ignore the overly sized TV.
when you got out of that stadium, you're like, God, I need a massage for my neck, because you're always looking up. Everybody would do that. You watch the play, and then you look up. The whole game, you're doing that. Every play. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Panthers at the Bears coming up tonight. The Angels have a new manager, Ron Washington. He had a couple opportunities to win a World Series with Texas. I'm curious, do you run this by Shohei Ohtani? Does this matter? If you're Shohei Ohtani, are you more likely to stay because of Ron Washington? Are you more likely to leave? Did they run it by him? Hey, we're going to bring in Ron Washington. Now, Ohtani might go, I don't have any opinion on this, but I'm curious, if you're the Angels, everything you do, do you have to do it with Ohtani in mind? I don't know if it matters to him. It's been quiet, though. We haven't heard much. Now, it feels like all of these cities, you know, the local papers are like, Cubs chance for Ohtani? Question mark? You know, Dodgers, of course. The Yankees, of course. I mean, they're probably the Red Sox, the Giants. Everybody has to have a, hey, is there a chance? There's a chance. Yeah, Paulie?
So these owners and GM meetings are going on. So their GMs are available to the media and they can talk. Chris Young's the GM of the Rangers. His quote was, when he's asked about Ohtani and his team's interest, he's a special player. And the headline is, Rangers looking at Ohtani, kicking the tires. Here's what Brian Cashman of the Yankees said. We're interested in looking at everything that's available to us. And then the headline is, Yankees taking a good look at Ohtani in the offseason, when he gave them no indication.
Yeah. Well, that's not selling newspapers.
Right.
You know, what are you going to do for the local talk shows? You got to have something here. Stretch the truth. Media do that. Sunday night, it's Sauce Gardner and the Jets taking on Devontae Adams and the Raiders. That'll be at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Yeah.
It's better than the Bears, Carolina.
Are the Jets favored in Las Vegas? Are they favored by 1.5? Yeah, Paulie.
I got it down to a half point. The Jets are favored at the Raiders. They're given a half a point as of now.
How's that possible?
Over under 36.5.
How's that possible? Wait, these are the Raiders. They're smoking cigars. They're happy. Josh McDaniels is gone. The old Raiders, they're playing for Antonio Pierce. Yes, Paul?
Aiden O'Connell versus a supposedly good Jets defense?
Okay.
Maybe that could be the reason they don't like the Raiders.
Okay.
Young quarterback.
But the Jets got Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Who would you rather have?
No one's doing that, Paul.
No. Not in Las Vegas or with the Jets.
This is the biggest NFL line I think I've seen maybe in 2 or 3 years. The Cowboys at home.
Is that 16.5?
It's up to 17.
Wow.
It usually doesn't go more than 14 in an NFL.
By the way, Iowa football, Iowa against Rutgers. Guess what the over-under is? Iowa they have set records here, with the over-under being the lowest in college football history.
Record-setting offense?
Yes. Yes. They're setting records. Not good ones. 28.5. The previous lowest over-under, I think, was 30.5. And Dylan, our graphics guy, has been banging the under with Iowa football the entire season. By the way, over-unders this year, take the under. I think I might have some numbers on over-under this year. Let me see if I can find that. Paulie, you have something?
Here's Iowa football is a bad punt return call away from being 8-1, by the way. And probably being ranked 15th in the country.
Yeah. I thought I had something. Oh, here it is. Here it is. NFL over-unders. 83-52-1. So 61.5% through the first 9 weeks.
If you bet the under on every game, you'd be 83-51?
83-52-1.
Wow.
And that's 61.5%. That's the best mark through 9 weeks since 1991. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America. Michigan giving 4 or 4.5 to Penn State.
I've got both up there. You can find them both ways.
Okay.
I would like to get, well, I'll save it.
Okay. Oh.
You know how we do most must-win game of the weekend?
Wait, you're already doing it?
Yeah, I'd like to get in early if I can.
Wow, we usually do it tomorrow.
Should I save it?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's the most must-win game of the weekend.
So I will not tell you that Michigan is the most must-win game of the weekend. They cannot lose to Penn State after all this mess.
Yes, Todd.
I heard Penn State's getting 4.5 in binoculars to keep an eye on what's going on the other side of it.
Thank you, Todd. Morgan in Maryland. Hi, Morgan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I was wondering, since all the stuff that's going on with Jim Harbaugh, do you think that, you know, people are kind of looking now at John Harbaugh and painting him in a negative light because the situation that's going on with his brother? Because, in my opinion, very biased, but I think that John Harbaugh is one of the best coaches in the NFL.
Oh, I don't think it taints, you know, John Harbaugh. I don't think it guilt by association, but thank you, Morgan. Fair question, but I mean, John hasn't been accused of anything, at least that I know of, but yeah. Jim, I don't know. I'd love to at least hear or see written transcripts of what the conversation must be like. If the Big Ten, when they went to campus, the NCAA went to campus, did they interview Jim Harbaugh? Do you have to talk? The assistant coaches, Connor Stallions? Like, what kind of investigation do you have? Like, I go to the bookstore and I bought a sweatshirt or something? Yes, Marv.
Jim and John Harbaugh, they seem like when you were in school, like, oh, is Jim Harbaugh here? Present. Are you related to John Harbaugh? Oh. It's one of those. Like, no. Like, Jim, we're nothing alike. Everybody has that brother where it's like, or sibling where it's like, oh, you're related to them? Like, yeah, but no. Wait, we just live in the same house. We're nothing alike.
Yes, Paul.
Now I'm curious about this. You have brothers. I don't have a brother. If you were John Harbaugh and you do your weekly text call with your brother, and you're just checking in, how's it going? How's the team? Do you ask your brother what went on, or do you say, I have no interest in finding out what my brother and Michigan football were doing?
If you were
John Harbaugh.
I'm not asking. I'm letting Jim tell.
So you're just there for him?
Yeah. Yeah, the less you know, the better.
Right.
Be like, I would ask John Harbaugh. If John Harbaugh joined us, I'd say, when's the last time you talked to your brother? And then I would say, what did you talk about? I don't know if the conversation goes much further than that, but those would be questions that I would ask. Yes, Todd?
If I'm John Harbaugh, I'm not doing anything unless your brother initiates the conversation, wants to talk about it. I'm just going to say, you doing okay with all this stuff? And just kind of, if even that... To bring up the topic at all, I would just say, just want to make sure you're doing okay with all this stuff going on. And then it would be for Jim to decide whether he wants to talk about it in detail with his brother.
Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Tim in California, and then we'll take a break. Mike Breen, who was on the call with the Knicks and the Spurs last night on the mothership. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan Patrick and Dan S. I have the perfect punishment for Jim Harbaugh. You ready for this?
Yes.
Have a Zoom call with Mel Tucker.
Thank you, Tim. I thought we had a call screener in there. Slipped by the goalie there. Let's take a break. Mike Breen will join us coming up next, and more of your phone calls right after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you're with us next hour, Eli Manning will stop by. Get to more of your phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Mentioned Victor Wembanyama made his Garden debut last night, and it was kind of rough sailing there for the rookie. Mike Breen was on the call for the mothership and NBA play-by-play commentator Friday night. He'll have, we start that in-season tournament. Mike will be on the call, Doc Rivers and Doris Burke, Lisa Salters, and Mike joins us now. Mike, thanks for joining us. What were your expectations for Wembanyama last night?
Well, first of all, I am so impressed how his name just rolls off your tongue so easily. So, because it didn't work for me. For some reason, that name, I have to concentrate to say it, and you say it so beautifully. It was like when Giannis came in, it took me about a half a season before I felt comfortable saying Antetokounmpo, and then finally I got it. And last night, I'm saying almost like Wembanyama, because I said it wrong a few times too, so I'm very impressed, Dan.
But do you ask the player, how often would you ask a player how to pronounce his name?
Fairly frequently, not like that one, because that one, you know, it's clear how you say it. It's just a matter of saying it correctly. But there are a number of them that you have to. For example, remember Anderson Varejão?
Yeah, yeah.
Played for the Cavaliers. Good player, very good player.
Yeah.
He changed the pronunciation of his name three different times during the course of his career. So first year I said it one way, and then the next year I asked him, and no, it's different. I said, is that the way you told me last year? He goes, no, this is really the right way. He was a lovely guy, but he changed it. So I do ask them frequently.
But he's not good enough to change the pronunciation of his name three times in his career.
No, probably not. But, you know, sometimes it gets caught up in the American way to pronounce it. And there's still some people that say Dirk Nowitzki as opposed to Dirk Nowitzki. It's also confusing. These are the hardships of my job.
But you know what? We waited until we realized Giannis was going to be really good because we would just call him the Greek freak. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, he's going to be around a while. He's really good. We got to learn how to say Antetokounmpo.
Exactly. And I think I'm going to go with Wemby the next time I do a camp.
All right. So what were your expectations?
I felt like a kid on Christmas morning, and this has only happened, you know, a number of times all these years where, you just can't wait to see somebody in person. As you know, watching a player, and I think in some ways basketball perhaps more than other sports, watching a player on TV and then finally seeing them live are two completely different experiences. And because of his unique build, his size, his length, I couldn't wait to see him. And, you know, I obviously have high expectations. What you see he can do at his size is you really feel this one has a chance to be one of the all-time special ones. And when you see him in person, you're blown away by the size, the skill. But he, you know, I happened to be there for the wrong game. It was probably his worst game. Credit to the Knicks for part of it. But that's what we're going to see from him. We're going to see brilliance one night, like the 38 in Phoenix, and we're going to see a 1-for-9 start at Madison Square Garden where they just completely smothered him, and I think he was a little overwhelmed by the moment, which is okay for a 19-year-old.
I mentioned this yesterday, because here you have Chet Holmgren out on the perimeter with a handle. You got Victor Wembanyama. What happens first, if either, in our lifetime, that we change the dimension of the court, or do we raise the basket, or neither?
I really don't think you have to do either one. I understand the question, and I understand the sentiment, but nobody's completely mastered the game that much yet. I mean, there are some, you know, all-time great players or once-in-a-generation player, but the game is still difficult, and even for somebody like Wembanyama, even for Giannis, even for Jokic, it's still a challenge every night, and I don't see the need to, at least in my lifetime, I don't see the need to make any radical changes like that.
Is Chet Holmgren a rookie?
By definition, yes. By experience, no. And it's interesting that you brought him up, Dan, is because you can just see the difference from somebody who's been around for a year, who's been in the NBA quote-unquote factory for the year, who's been to every arena, who's traveled, who understands, you know, road games, who understands back-to-back games, who understands the long grind of how it is. Even if he didn't play a single game, it doesn't matter. He experienced it. So that puts him ahead of anybody who's considered a rookie. But by definition, he didn't play a single game, so he is a rookie.
Mike Breen will be on the call Friday night, Lakers at the Suns. That's the in-season tournament. Help me get excited about this, Mike, because I'm not excited about an in-season tournament.
Are you easily excited?
Whoa. You know what? When you say Wembanyama, that gets me excited.
Well, no, when I say it correctly.
I root for positive things with the NBA. I'd like to be interested in this. I'm just trying to figure out how interested.
Okay, first off, plain and simple, the goal is to make a bunch of regular season games just feel more meaningful and bring about more competitive spirit. And I think there's no question that's going to happen. So much, though, depends on how much are the players going to buy in? Like, are these games really going to mean more to them? Because you'll be able to tell the difference if it does.
Okay.
I go back to the play-in tournament. When they first announced the play-in tournament, I'm like, what are we doing? We've got enough people in the playoffs. I love the play-in tournament because it matters. It matters down the last couple of weeks of the regular season, and it matters in those play-in games. Those play-in games, the intensity and the competitiveness are as good as any playoff game. It's wonderful. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to change, and I'm going to really come around to this because I do believe if you get to your fourth in-season tournament game and you have a chance to clinch and go to Vegas and play in that knockout round in the quarterfinals, you're going to see high intensity. I believe that. And I kind of got that feeling even from the first one I did last week with Dallas and Denver. I just think that once they have the chance to qualify for it, once they have a chance to go to Vegas, and then they're thinking, okay, $500,000 is not a bad thing to get for it, I think we are going to see an increase in competitive nature, and I think there's going to be a better interest. Plain and simple, they're going to be more meaningful than if it was just another regular season game.
How long before we have an NBA team in Vegas?
I think very soon. It might even be just by the way everything goes with this in terms of, you know, excitement and crowd, and et cetera, et cetera. I think that might seal the deal. I know it's one of the places they're looking, although, you know, places like Seattle so deserve to get an NBA team back. I just don't know, you know, how soon it's going to be. You know, we keep hearing they're talking about expansion. I think it's still a several years off.
Yeah, I wonder if this is when LeBron retires and one of the gifts he gets is to be part of a Vegas NBA team. Feels like he's headed in that direction.
Yeah, but again, it's years away because he'll play another 10 years for sure.
Do you think he's officiated differently? I know that the Lakers complained to the home office, but do you think that he doesn't get the preferential treatment maybe that he thinks he still deserves?
I think anybody his size and his strength, often it's not fair. I'm not saying it's preferential treatment, but I just think, you know, when you're an official and you're seeing two bodies collide and you're seeing contact, when the contact is made against somebody like LeBron's size or a Shaq or any of those big men, it looks like marginal contact. Every call is made. Is it an illegal contact or marginal contact? When you're big and strong and there's contact, it always looks marginal, for crying out loud. And I think all guys that size and that strength, it's something they kind of have to deal with. Again, not intentional, not preferential. It's just by the eye what the official sees and what a lot of us see as well.
Best team you've seen so far is?
A tie between Boston and Denver. I know that's the obvious answer. But the team that I haven't seen yet in person, and I said this last year, I think OKC has a chance. One of these years, all of a sudden, they're going to win 58 games. I mean, a couple of years ago, what, they win 24 or something along those lines?
They're onto something there. They're onto something there. Yeah, they are.
They've got a terrific young coach, and they've got a superstar in Gildas Alexander, and they've got a deep, hungry team. I really like them. I watched them the other night. I really like them a lot.
Is Madison Square Garden a great arena or just a historic place?
No, I mean, clearly historic, but now, I mean, let's face it. I've lived in New York my whole life. I was a Knicks fan since I was a kid, so I might not be the most objective here. When it's a big event, when it's a big game, there's no atmosphere like it. There's some arenas that are louder. Loudest arena I've ever been in my life is the old Chicago Stadium. And there's some more louder, there's louder ones now. But in terms of, you know, the old cliche of the electricity in the building, there's no place like that. That, for me, that's number one.
Do you remember your first game at the Garden?
First game I broadcast?
Grown up, first game you went as a fan.
Oh, yeah, I was, I'm going to say, 12 years old, 11, 12 years old. And I actually had a really good seat because my Little League coach took a bunch of us there, and I just was amazed at the size. You know, again, talking about watching on TV, you couldn't believe the size of the players. And then the next time I went, I think I was in the second to last row at the top, and they looked so small.
What's the best game you ever saw there, either as a fan or broadcast?
Wow. I'd have to say, you know, for me, again, as a Knicks fan, the game where, you know, Patrick Ewing won Game 7 of the conference finals to get the Knicks back in the finals and then jumped on the scoreboard and opened his arms like he was embracing the whole crowd. That was one I'll never forget. But, you know, the Michael Jordan double nickel. You know, it was some of the great, a couple of those Linsanity games. I've never heard the building so loud. That was pretty cool too. It's impossible to pick one. Why do you ask me questions like that?
I don't. Why are you cantanker? Why are you grouchy? Just because you can't pronounce Wembanyama, it's not my fault.
I wouldn't say grouchy. I'm just, you know, it's fairly early. You know, I'm up late tonight. I'm getting ready for a flight to Phoenix, and
oh, boo hoo, boo hoo.
for me to think clearly. It's just, I'm getting old. Don't you understand? You do understand. I know you understand. I know you do.
Safe travels to Phoenix, Mike. Your rough life there, and I hope you survive the Suns and the Lakers.
Thank you, Dano.
Thank you, buddy. That's Mike Breen, voice of the NBA for the mothership in ABC. He's been doing it a long, long time. And he did Knicks games for a long time, and with Clyde Frazier. And then all of a sudden you're also doing the mothership, and he's the voice of the NBA Finals. Yeah, Paul.
I went back what Mike Breen said about that Patrick Ewing playing in Game 7. Ewing gets a tip dunk, and the place goes out of their minds, and then he sends Reggie Miller's shot the next time down the floor, and he puts his hands up out. You know, he's so big,
yeah,
and he's waving to the crowd to get it up, and they're on the floor. They can't control themselves. It's really wild video.
A couple of phone calls, and we'll take a break here. Let me see. Tyler in South Dakota. Hi, Tyler. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. I love all the Krabbenberg State material that's coming out, and I think someone didn't notice that there was a feeder school in South Dakota. It's in Sturgis. The name of the high school is Brown, and their mascot is the Scoopers. So they are the Sturgis Brown Scoopers.
Thank you, Tyler. We just got a plunger, the Krabbenberg State plunger. It's like a rally plunger that somebody sent in.
Break in case of emergency.
The baseball team. That's the plunger there. If you're watching on Peacock, there you see it. Krabbenberg State baseball plunger. Luciano in New York. What debate am I settling today?
Morning, Capo. How you doing?
Good.
Marvin, peace, King. What up, son? And to the good fellas, Todd, Seton, Polly, what's it about? Right,
I'm not sure what it's about.
What's it about, brother? What's it about?
Who's who and what's right, what?
So I know what it's about.
All right, Capo, listen, before I have you settle the debate, I'm hoping that you would have Seton put up a poll question / pun question that actually leans into the barbershop debate that you're about to solve right now.
Okay.
Okay, so bear with me on this. Marvin, can you please explain to the audience and the beautiful people on chat row, when we say something like, your son is mad nice at basketball, what the word nice actually means?
Yes, son is, that guy is very good at playing basketball.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, King. So now that we have the colloquial definition out of the way, smell me on this. Considering that Capo, BKA Dan Patrick, AKA the Midwest White Chocolate, has been talking into a microphone at the highest of levels for the better half of his life, it does beg an organic question. Who is actually nicer around mics, Capo or Scottie Pippen?
Dang.
Did I go over your head, Capo?
Well, Scottie Pippen, I feel like mics were nicer to Scottie Pippen than Scottie Pippen's were right, nice to right. Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, that mic did him pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that one hurt.
Scotty don't seem to appreciate it very much, but.
Yeah, that's going to leave a mark. Yeah.
All right, Capo.
Thank you. Thank you, man. My best to the barbershop there. We might have to go to the barbershop one of these days. He's in Brooklyn, isn't he?
Mark? He is.
Yeah.
So, Fritzy, he'll be our tour guide.
Let's go. Get a couple slices of pizza and go hang out at the barbershop.
Not a Sbarro, though.
Yeah. No, we get a real slice.
We'll get a real slice.
All right, let me take a break. More of your phone calls coming up.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
DraftKings has Victor Wembanyama, the overwhelming favorite to be Rookie of the Year. Then it's Chet Holmgren. So it's just those two. It's a two-man race. Brandon Miller, Scoot Henderson, those are the other top rookies, in case you care. Odds to win Defensive Player of the Year. Anybody want to take a guess with that one, Marvin?
Victor Wembanyama?
No. And I'm surprised that he's not the leading candidate. He's not even the second, third, or fourth candidate for Defensive Player of the Year.
Giannis?
No. If you said Rudy Gobert, you would be correct.
Oh, okay.
Rudy and the Goberts, then it's Evan Mobley, Jaren Jackson Jr. III, Anthony Davis, and then Victor Wembanyama. Yes, Paul?
Anthony Davis currently leading the league in blocks, 3.3 a game.
Mm.
And Rudy Gobert got posterized last night, too, so that's not helping his case.
Yeah. Yeah, but I still think the only way you get posterized is if you're trying to block a shot.
Yeah.
Like a lot of guys just bow out. They get out of the way. Like, look out below. I'm not going to go. Sean Bradley got dunked on more than anybody, but I don't know if anybody challenged more shots than Sean Bradley did. There'd be posters when I was growing up, or not growing up, but when I was a little bit older, and I'd see these posters and I go, oh, Lonzo Mourning dunking on Sean Bradley. And then it'd be like Dikembe dunking on, oh, Sean Bradley. Yes, he.
I think there's a difference between when you go up to block a dunk and you get quote-unquote posterized, but you stay on your feet, versus when you get knocked back about 10 feet and you have to pick yourself up after that while a dude's standing over you getting a tech because he's flexed on you.
Yeah.
That's it's not like, hey, at least I went up for it. It's like,
yes, Tom.
No one will ever say, though, looking at that moment or that poster, like, wow, look how he challenged that guy. It's all, oh, snap.
Only your parents say, like, hey, but you went up there and got it.
You
no,
tried.
That's good. Good for you.
Hey,
good for you.
Yeah, participation trophy. You tried. Yes, Marvin.
There's like a dunk. Sean Kemp dunked on Alton Lister, and he dunked on him, and then he pointed at him as Alton Lister fell to the ground. And I was like, that is a true poster. Sean Kemp, like, underrated, I think, as a player and as a posterizer.
Right. He probably led the league in dunks on people, Sean Kemp, because he went for those.
Yeah. I think they have stats on, I guess, contested.
DOPs, dunks on people?
Contested dunks. I think that they have that. Because that's what I always want to know. Like, how many dunks are you in, you know, that are contested? Like, they're in the flow of the game, not just on a breakaway. Yeah, Mark.
And I think anybody that has a Defensive Player of the Year award as a big guy, somebody posterized them. Because like you said, they were always going for dunks. Mutombo's got some. Alonzo Mourning's got some. Rudy Gobert's got some. They're going for it. So they probably win more than they lose. But the ones they lose, it's a big thing because you dunked on, you know, a premier defender.
Todd, can you make way for Dylan, the graphics guy?
I sure can.
We have the parlay bet And the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast, that'll be coming up later on at danpatrick.com. And we will play Guess That Punishment for Michigan. Dylan, the graphics guy, is here, and he'll be with Shea and Irving, and also Bad Larry a little bit later on today. All right, Dill.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Dill. By the way, there has to be an intervention. I bought the hot dog machine.
I go
in this morning, and it's not even at the start of the show, and they're making chili dogs, and Dylan is two chili dogs in, and we haven't started the show.
Well, actually, two chili dogs and a snow cone.
Is that why your lips are blue now?
My lips are very blue.
Your lips are extremely blue, and I'm like, how many airheads did you just eat?
Only one airhead, but...
These guys went to the bar yesterday afternoon, and Picture Day Ray was eating a snow cone earlier in the day, and he had blue on his nose, and no one ever told him that he had this blue stuff on his nose from the snow cone. He's ordering drinks, and the waitress is going,
3 hours.
They didn't tell him that he had blue snow cone on his nose.
If this was my 13-year-old son, I would be wondering in my head, like, God, when do they grow out of that phase of having, like, blue lips and stuff? Apparently not.
It's exactly the same. Just add, like, six martinis yesterday.
Yeah. And two chili dogs by 9 o'clock this morning. Good stuff.
I'm feeling good, Dan.
Yeah, I know. Once again, the oldest 27-year-old in America.
Actually, 28 now.
Oh,
hey, I beat the 27 club.
I was taking the under.
Well
under.
I was too.
That's a big moment, getting past the 27.
Yes, club. It is.
My parents are proud.
Yeah. Okay. Your bet this week. Your parlay.
Yeah. You want to do a quick recap of last week?
Yeah,
so
sure.
It lost.
Yeah.
But
Seattle money line
was a rough one. That was over before it started.
I like that week by week, social media is either hailing Dylan as a genius or an absolute idiot. There's no in between. It's like, oh my God, he called it again. I'm like, what are you doing? This picture's terrible.
Okay, what do you have? Let's restore some order here.
Okay. I had Vikings money line. That hit. And then Bucks lost a heartbreaker to the Texans. So...
Okay, what do you have for me this week?
Oh, this week.
Yeah, yes. This week.
So I got Saints minus 2.5 against the Vikings.
Okay.
Chargers plus 3 against the Lions. I'm falling for it again, Dan, the Chargers. Boy. They suckered me back in.
Okay.
And the Cardinals plus 1.5 against the Falcons with, I believe, Kyler Murray starting.
Yeah, I think so. He's starting against his future team, the Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
Oh, and are you taking Iowa with the under against Rutgers?
Yeah, 28.5. The lower it goes, the more I like it. Like, if they put the over-under at 14.5, I would mash that. No questions asked. Until proven wrong.
Yeah. This goes from last year. Dylan's all in on Iowa on the under, man.
It's the only tried and true method I have, Dan.
All right, more from Dylan coming up. Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast. Dylan, our graphics guy. Bad Larry, Shea and Irving. Final hour on the way. More phone calls. We'll play Guess That Punishment for Michigan. And Eli Manning will join us as well. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, the backroom guys, yours truly. One more hour in this Thursday. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, Even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.